nerd soul.
What you doing on the stream? Huh? You go live on the stream. What?
Oh, I say, yeah. On the stream.
It's a scream in the stream.
Oh. Don't be peeing in the stream.
Don't be peeing in the stream now. Ha, I don't do it. Oh, man. That is what's up. Oh, man. We are live. We are live. We are live. What's up, y'all? How's it going? That is what's up.
Hey. What you doing on the stream?
So, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all in places. But this is Nerd Soul Gaming. What is up, my people? It is great and wonderful to see y'all's beautiful, sunshiny faces. And this is a special version of Nerd Soul Gaming because this is dope, folks. We're going to get into an interview as well. Last time we played Streets of Rage 4, I was like, yo, I'm getting beat up. I need some help. I was like, help me. Because I was on Mania, yo. Y'all know the deal. I was getting whooped. I ain't going to lie to you. I was getting whooped up. Y'all know. Y'all saw that story mode. So I was like, you know what? I got the homie Kaiser, who is not only a super friend of the show, which we'll get into later, but he also has the game. So I would like to introduce you guys to... I'd like to introduce you guys to Kaiser of Kuro Brand. What's up, kid?
Yo, what up, kid? I only got invited because I own the game. He's like, you got this game, right? I was like, sure.
He's like, you do have this game, don't you?
I was like, but yeah, we do some stuff.
So,
sit around.
So, invited him on because not only is he a friend of the show, but he also runs Kuro Brand, which has been down with the Nerd Soul channel since the beginning.
It's inception.
Yeah, since the inception. Since the very, very top of the creation of Nerd Soul. You know what I'm saying? So, with that said,
tippy-tow.
I have to beat the game with Axel from Streets of Rage 3. That'll be my last major achievement. But, you know, of course, you can pick whoever you want. You know, you can get
I'm
you know
going to go Skate.
Oh, Skate?
It's a classic favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Skate. So,
it's a little kid doing it on the street.
Little kid with a chain, hat to the back. So, basically, guys, what we're going to do is get into an interview, also play this game, have some fun so you can get to know Kaiser and Kuro Brand because I'm sure you've seen me sharing it on social. Also, you've seen the ad and stuff on the channel, but we can get into it. Let me go on. See, I'm going to select my dude. That's right.
Let me look at this.
Oh yeah, Skate.
I'll go.
SOR 2 is probably might be better. Well, three bad. Three ain't bad.
Yeah, three ain't bad. Right. Yeah.
All right, work. Let's go on and skip that. All right, so quick question to get everything started off. What is Kuro Brand?
Kuro Brand, as of right now, is sort of like, you know, your usual like t-shirt, sweatpants, hoodie, like streetwear clothing brand. Most of the color palette centers around black and white. Some grays up in there. But I am, or I just started adding this season some, you know, capsule collections that'll like have more color, pops of color in there. So, you know, for people who want a little bit more vibrancy to their streetwear outfits, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Check it out every season. You can get a little something different.
I know, just gonna
block everything.
Yeah, he, man, they be blocking on like 1,000 too. Like, hold up, homie, right there. Yeah, he be trying to hide.
Oh, you just gonna be behind a pillar?
Yeah, hey, come on, man. It's like, you know you wrong. Like, dude, be trying to hide in the cut. No, he didn't kick me in my back, though.
I know, right?
Like, cats be... what you know about that?
See, man, these high-res cats, man. You know what I'm saying? Think they better than everybody else.
Whenever cats be rocking a bandana or the do-rag or something, like, you know it's going to be some trouble. You know it's going to be some immediate trouble.
You know what I'm saying? They think they're cute because their lines is clear. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like, rocking these blocks. We ain't taking no shorts. All right, let me see. All right, hold on. And get that turkey.
About to get,
get that turkey.
Hey, yo, nurse, so they about to get molly wop.
Oh.
It's a mop.
So yeah, I.
It's a moppy wop.
So when it comes to Cure Brand as a whole, was the inspiration for Cure Brand? Like, you know, because of course, you know, everybody, you know, might do make a couple shirts or stuff here or there, but to come with a whole designed line the way you do it is, you know, it's an undertaking. Like, you're not just like making t-shirts. Like, I got some t-shirts in my store, but you, on the other hand, are making, like, you got boots, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got, blankets, all kinds of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're coming with it.
Yeah, and also trying to, like, you know, curate some designs, like, per season or per every, so, you know, a couple months or whatever. But the overall inspiration was, you know, I always wanted to have, like, a clothing line or something that, like, people could buy from me, using, like, my creative talents or what have you. And, you know, this was that. Heavily inspired by, like, Japanese culture. As we, you know, we both are with, like, anime and everything like that. You know, and that's where the name Kuro comes from. So I wanted something that was a clever way, or in my mind's eye, a clever way of saying Black Label. And I was like, you know, we could take Kuro from, you know, Japanese culture, because I'm heavily influenced by Japanese culture. And I just...
You good. Don't worry. You're going to be back. But, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, you know, that was my clever way of saying Black Label was Kuro Brand.
No doubt.
Yeah, and like, black is pretty much like a main staple in my wardrobe. I do have different pieces of color in it, and it's not even something, even though I'm, you know, African American or whatever, it wasn't even that of making a statement. I've always just been super privy to black, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Ever since like seeing like my first, I would say like commercial version of what a ninja looks like, I was like, I want to wear black all the time.
Now, do you want to change your character or no? You want to change your character? What you want?
No, we keep it going. Yeah, I'll stick with skate.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, yeah, going with the black, because me too, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So black was always, like, I always got something black on daily, even though I might change it up. But yeah, that was mainly it.
Alright, word. Next thing I want to get into is, you know, like the kind of like the way you go about this is, you know, you're running it, you're doing your thing, you're super social, and you do drop shipping, like boots and all that stuff. For those that don't know, what is drop shipping?
So I don't have any factory space that I'm either renting out, or I don't own any storage area or warehouse or anything like that. So it keeps your costs down super low. So these products are held by somebody I am paying, or a business that I am paying that does do that and does have that capability to house these products. So whenever you order through the website, order goes through me, obviously, and then that process gets kind of like kicked off to like that warehouse, and they handle all the logistics and making sure like the inventory is like what it is, and it reflects that on the website. And so I don't have to like really touch any of that, or I don't need to like have a warehouse.
Word up. I feel you.
Yeah. So they specialize in that, so they can get that out.
And you ain't got to worry about having a whole bunch of storage space for t-shirts.
Right.
I've seen them folks that got to have like office space full of nothing but t-shirts. And I mean, I guess to a certain degree, that's dope too. Because I know, like, you know, I know, like, to a certain degree, it's dope to have that. Because, like, say, if I was going to do a show real quick, even though, you know, what show? We're in the Corona timeline. But if I was to do a show, you know, and I wanted to be like, all right, man, I'm gonna give out like, you know, three free shirts, I could just grab them straight out the office and go with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to kind of like, sort of like order from my own place or whatever. Mm. Or like, you know, like reach out to them to get a couple to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I will say that the goal is to grow into like having your own warehouse and like office space and everything like that. But you know, gotta start off small.
Yeah, yeah. And now, the thing that got me lately is because like when we were talking early on about like and also full disclosure. Oh yeah, going to get your pizza. Well, it's pizza for me. It's an apple for you. But going to get your apple. You know what I'm saying? But when we started off on the journey for like a full tank design and all that stuff, right, and like kind of like combining it into be like an umbrella for tons of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Even when I started doing Nerd Soul, it was like, word, cool.
My man,
we can link up and do some cool stuff. And right, I remember when it was like, all right, I got shirts, but now it's on to the boots and everything. What's the difference in the process for like, you know, or I guess the mindset of like going from t-shirts to like pants and sweats and boots and stuff like that? Or is it still just like, is it super easy for you? Or is it something that you have to remain extremely conscious about, you know what I'm saying? When kind of like switching that mindset, I guess.
There's something you have to stay conscious about. I'm still like, you know what I'm saying? Granted, it may look like something incredibly like difficult from the outside looking in. As of right now, like where I am in the process, I still kind of get to just only focus on like what the like the graphic designs going in look like, and then apply that to like what the clothing patterns are gonna, like what that size is gonna look like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just apply those graphics to each of those like different like clothing fits or whatever, like if it's like sweatpants or just like a simple like t-shirt design.
Nice, because I know when I saw you roll through with the boots, I was like, oh snap, the homie's not playing with the boots though.
Hold on,
we got blankets. I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying?
The thing is, the blankets were a little.
Christmas, son. You know what I'm saying?
The blankets are a little easier. With the boots, like I ordered a sample first, just to like see like how well can like my designs, you know, be applied, you know, over like, you know, applying it to like a boot and how it's gonna look on some shoes when people are wearing it and everything like that. But nah, they came out well, so I was like, all right, we're gonna stick with it.
Ooh.
And then, you know, hopefully like people dig it. That's all I ask.
What's been like kind of going off the shelves for you? Like what is, you know, or what's getting the most response, I guess, socially as well?
Honestly, one of the first designs, which is the Oni design, which is the Oni is like a Japanese for spirit or demon.
Yeah.
And I have it like surrounded by some rope, which is in like the Shinto religion, usually symbolizes like to protect either an item from like evil spirits or to like keep them like at bay.
All right.
Type of thing. But that design in particular gets a lot of attention.
Nice.
So you'll definitely see that like reoccurring on like future designs and everything.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you gotta hit the people with it. You know what I'm saying? What they feeling?
Yeah, I mean they feeling. Hey, I mean it's one of my personal favorites too. So it's cool, it's to kind of like see that reaction. Yeah.
Outside of it might be little known, but outside of Kuro Brand, you're also a producer musically, and the music that's on your ad, you actually made it.
Right. You know, so if you watch the video ad that you show on your channel, So everything was filmed by me, cut by me. The music was produced by me. There's some local artists like here in Richmond that I linked up with, and they recorded over top of it. Like everything else was pretty much like just like mixed down and put together like all by me, because you know we ain't making the kind of money to pay some people. you know that's what we trying to grow into, you know what I'm saying? Black enterprise and all that. But
you know what I'm saying? Hashtag black dollars.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Everything done by your boy.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I think is cool, because In a very similar fashion, like since we've known each other for seventh grade, sixth grade, something like that.
A long time. I think it was sixth grade. Yeah. It's been a minute.
Mad long. Like I've always known you to be like, all right, cool, I got this, and kind of like take charge of, you know, like design stuff, work stuff. Like one thing that's dope is that, you know, you've never been afraid of work.
Right.
Oh, I got shot.
And then a lot of that comes to, like, us not really having, like, a ton of resources just, like, waiting.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, let me figure out how to do this type of thing. And if I can apply it to, like, my overall creativity, then, you know what I'm saying, then it's a win. And I just add it to my repertoire. And when it comes to like falling into doing certain things or switching up my creative process, I can do that now.
What is like kind of your plan long term with dealing with, like, you know, dealing with, say, productions, models, any other kind of advertising or merchandising, stuff like that? Like, what are some things that you aren't into that you like to leverage Kuro Brand to get into?
Ooh. Well, I don't want to speak too far in the future, depending on how we grow and everything like that. But I have, you know, ideas to do more shoes. This was the boots you see now just so happened to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely trying to make some, you know, custom sneakers and stuff like that, like actually like designing them and getting those, you know, cut and sewn, manufactured, all that stuff specific to my design, and some more like cut and sew pieces that are privy to like tech wear and stuff like that. And so, you know, trying to get some more black faces in that high-end streetwear, like tech wear arena. Since a lot of, like, ever since Virgil Abloh like blew up, right, with Off-White, notice, like, a lot of other like high-end brands are also trying to do streetwear, but they're trying to also do it like he does with Off-White, and it's not the same thing. And so they just like trying anything. And it's like, yo, if you don't understand the culture, if you don't have anybody in your company who's going to understand the culture,
yeah, it's more of
like make them director of or whatever. Yeah, they're just like, we want to make a cool hoodie with like whatever. It's like, no, y'all been making expensive like leather belts.
This is streetwear, and you're like, nah, that's not streetwear.
Is it? For whose street are you wearing this? And how come can't nobody in the street afford this stuff?
Right, we're making this for Willow Terrace. man, shouts to Willow Terrace, because I'm pretty sure there's one out there. Because you know somebody who's somewhere, like, man, I live like on Willow Terrace.
And like the upper north side of like London or something like that. Man, they don't wear hoodies.
They don't wear no hoodies. They don't need no hoodies. It's America, Jack.
They got peacoats, which I ain't mad at peacoats, but you know.
Oh yeah, peacoats probably cost
like 50 grand or something like that. So
like P Coach do be fresh sometimes. I ain't going front. I ain't gonna hold you. Like the P Coach do be coming
through. They get the ill like Burberry scarf or something like that. So
like in the long term, what are you looking to get from Kiro Brand or to put into Kiro Brand? Or what do you want Kiro Brand to kind of like stand for? Say 5 to 10 years from now, or even longer.
I mean, I would love for it to grow.
It's a marathon, you know what I'm saying? I know that.
Yeah. I would love to get at like that off-white stage while still maintaining like pieces that are accessible to people, because I don't ever want to get like too big to where like, dang, I can never afford like a Supreme t-shirt, right? With like Sade on it is like $10,000. Like, I want to have some pieces that do that, but I don't want to be totally inaccessible to people like across the board. Like, if they want to go get a Kiro Brand t-shirt, they can go pick one up without having to like break the bank just to get a Kiro Brand t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
And then some brands like, you know, Supreme or whatever, that's just what it is for Supreme, and they're just like known for it. But I kind of want to have like a nice mix to where stuff can be accessible. All
right, this what's up.
Or I have like the, you know, the real expensive pieces, and it's like, yo, I can't afford the $400 shoes, but let me get these sweatpants. The only place we are currently at is KiroBrand.com. Not anywhere else. And for like sizes, we'll usually put like, say if something fits a little bit more like tighter, you'll see like a note on the site that says to, you know, choose a size up. For comfortability, you know what I'm saying? So if you're usually a large, you'll be like, hey, maybe you want to get an extra large for this one. So, you know, it's a little looser. Because, you know, it is supposed to be, like, just your typical streetwear. Comfortable. Nothing too fitted. Unless you want it fitted, then get a size down.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you want that snug fit.
Yeah, if you want that schmedium, you know what I'm saying? Go size down. But, yeah, KuroBrand.com, that's... KURO, you see it in the comments and everything. This is something else I want to speak about, like clothing brand and like starting a clothing brand and having it be successful.
Oh yeah.
When like you tell your friends like, hey, I'm gonna start a clothing brand, and everybody goes, oh, okay, and then you do it, and then people get kind of excited about it, but like no one's still like really like buying anything or supporting you per se, but everybody's like, oh, this is dope, yada yada yada. And you know what I'm saying, because we've had these conversations plenty of times. But
it's like, for instance, like you know, like even sharing, like you might be like, yo, I got a clothing brand, you know, all the friends I got, like it would be great if I could just get a like from them.
Yeah. And I do, and we do have friends who do share and like and all that jazz. But from the most part, I've gotten more positive reactions from people I don't even know.
Yeah,
and like it's actual, like, you know what I'm saying, customers or whatever.
It's weird because you think it would be a slam dunk because it's like, oh, you're my boy, just hit a like. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, bruh.
Oh, well, it's crazy. It's like when you have people that you know who like see your stuff and they're like, oh, this is dope. Like, I like what you're doing. I'm like, all right, well, show it in the likes and show it in like you purchasing like a t-shirt.
Yeah, like,
like, don't just tell me about it. I'm glad you like it and everything. But like, brother out. Like, I didn't start this business in order for you to like just like my stuff. Or... I've had this effect before where they're like, yo, I'm your boy, like, just hook me up. Like, I didn't get into this joint for me to spend a whole bunch of money to give you stuff. Like, help me out.
It's like the business, the idea of the business is to make money, not give away things to like, friends. Ooh, that was a nice combo. Yeah.
And then, like, on top of that, it's, like, also early on. Into like where I'm at in the business. So like it's not like I've got tons of inventory to like write off to be like, yo, come visit the warehouse.
Oh yeah, you
and and I'll hook you up with like a t-shirt. It's like, nah.
It's like, yo, man, come on, like, it's like, you know good and well, like,
right.
I'm doing this on my own, or like, it's like me and two friends, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's
like either me and two, or just like me on my own, where like me and you are like, give us like, give each other thumbs up, or like share it out.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh yeah, you, yeah.
I was like, hold up, I'm by myself. I was like, oh yeah, yeah, my bad. Let me adjust.
But if there are any listeners like out there who like ever like wanted to do that, I wouldn't 100% like rely on your friends. Be ready to do a lot of this stuff on yourself until they become convinced by other people supporting your brand. Cause like I said, like a lot of my sales have been like people I don't know.
It's like you have very no few like old friends.
Yeah, and they happen to like the shirt, and they was like, "Yeah, yeah, this is cool. I'm gonna get one."
Like, cause for instance, like you think like, oh, like especially something simple like, all right, let's think about it this way. You know that it's Black Friday, so it's like, yeah. All right, you know that you're gonna get a shirt for somebody. Oh, my boy got a t-shirt brand. Let me go grab it. That should be, you know, kind of like, it should just be like easy, like a slam dunk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, let me go spend my money here. And
right.
It doesn't always play out like that. Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not offended by it. I've heard like other stories, not even just in the clothing brand business, but like say, if you're doing music, like nobody's really like messing with you until like you've got 20,000 followers or whatever. How are you gonna throw it that far?
Yo, they got a quarterback back there. Arm, son. Let me see if I can.
I should have saved that for a bigger group.
Nah, sometimes you just gotta go. Like sometimes.
I would say don't get discouraged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep doing your thing, and like somebody out there is gonna be feeling it, and then it's a whole bunch of asking.
Yeah,
and I say that like rhetorically. This is like a whole bunch of you just hustling, like keep forward until you get enough people that's like really rocking with you, and then your friends will be like, "Oh man, you doing well?" And then you show up. It's like, yeah, I could have been doing better if y'all was like really supporting, like early.
I could be doing well.
Your own personal brand, and this is something that like I guess I've been not consciously trying to avoid, I guess subconsciously, but having a strong personal brand is good for like business, because people don't necessarily either like to follow, I would say, brands per se. They want to follow people either behind the brands or who are associated with those brands.
All right. Good
Which
point.
Makes sense. So like this, the stuff that you actually sell is like the commodity. It's the extra stuff on top of like what they're investing into.
Because it's kind of like they're buying into like the lifestyle or whatever.
Right. And so you only going to really be able to create like a lifestyle if people know like who's associated with those brands or whatever. So either building up your own personal brand or having somebody who you trust or who you're affiliated with to like carry on the message, I guess, per se, of what you're trying to like build up in terms of like the brand is concerned.